Employees and bosses equate busyness with productivity, and this backfires badly, as the busier you are, the less creative you're able to be at work. The creative and caring part of you just dies a little bit. But that is not the secret fuel of burnout. It's this mindset, using stress levels as your boundary. So how will you know when you've worked enough? How do I know when I've added enough to my plate? How do I know when I can say no to something? When I'm so anxious that I can't breathe anymore? It's like saying, how many sticks do I add to the fire? And then just saying, I'm just gonna add so many sticks to this fire until I can't handle it. That smothers the fire. You can't breathe anymore. In other words, it's only when we feel on the verge of overwhelm that we feel like it's safe to say no to something. And this guarantees that you're gonna be permanently on the edge of tipping into burnout. The secret fuel of burnout is not having too much to do. It's that you use stressed out as your decision-making strategy. I'm gonna just add more on until I can't handle it anymore. Using stress as your limiter guarantees that you will burn out. It's literally the underlying belief that primes you to burn out. Now, you can be just as productive, make just as much money, and help just as many people, make even higher quality products without using the edge of stress as your deciding factor of when to say no. Here are some practical strategies to do less stuff. First, build some time into your calendar to monotask. This is time blocking. You schedule out your week into blocks of time where you're free to focus and do deep work. Declare certain hours protected. So for example, no calls before noon, or all calls must be scheduled in my office hour blocks. You've got to build rest and recovery into your daily schedule. Instead of filling up your calendar and your workload to your absolute capacity, create some margins in your life. If you struggle to de-stress, you could check out a free course I made called Grounding Skills for Anxiety. Okay, here's another really essential strategy to free up more space in your calendar. It's double your timelines on some projects. So are you guilty of shortening your time blocks so that you can fit more of them onto your calendar? Basically, that just adds stress and anxiety when you can't keep up with it all. Now, this might freak you out, but Cal recommends doubling your timelines on some projects. Humans are really bad at estimating how long cognitive tasks are going to take. So whatever time you initially plan for a project, Cal says double it. Doing so will let you work at a natural pace rather than frantically rushing through your projects.